Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ravens beat the Jets yesterday 23-10. They've won 5 in a row and currently in first place in the AFC North. But the offense, frankly, was not good. Let's go out to the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Jonas Schaefer, he's an IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us now. And Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. We've heard the cut. You were there when John Harbaugh said he has the utmost confidence in Lamar Jackson to show us those Lamar Jackson moments again this season. Are you confident that we're going to see that Lamar Jackson again this season?
I don't know. I definitely don't have as much confidence as John Harbaugh is projecting. I think the hard part for me is just so much of this is a black box. Like, we don't know what the injuries are. We don't know when they were suffered. And so, you know, the journalist, if the responsible thing to do would be to, you know, call out to medical experts and ask them, like, hey, is this something that a quarterback who's hit, you know, anywhere between 3-10 times a game could realistically recover from and look more like himself by the end of the year? But if we don't know what the injuries are, if we don't know what kind of grade they are, then we're just kind of fumbling about in the dark here. And, the way that this season has gone and the way the offensive line has performed and the way that just generally, you know, playing in cold weather tends to exacerbate or just magnify the risks of certain injuries, it's hard for me to see, you know, as big a light at the end of the tunnel as John Harbaugh is.
Well, I just wonder, Jonas, how feasible it is for them to continue, like, starting these games off, like so lethargically and getting away with it. Like, we now have a 7-game sample going back to week 5 where they averaged 4.7 yards per play in the first half. That's bottom 5 in football. Like, they average 7.4 offensive points per half. That's 29th. Like, they've got 4 offensive touchdowns in the first half of their last 7 games. And a 27% red zone efficiency rate in the first half over 7 games. And the quarterback seemingly getting more beat up by the week. And the offensive line's not getting any better. And Derrick Henry's not getting any younger.
No, and like you spin it ahead to Thursday. I mean, I think the factoid that a lot of Ravens fans probably wouldn't know about this Bengals team is they're a really good running team. Like, you wouldn't have expected with everything that's gone on with them quarterback-wise, wide receiver health-wise. Like, I think they're top 5 in EPA, top 5 in success rate. Chase Brown is having a wonderful year. So if you're looking at this, a potential, worsening of what Sunday's first half was, and you project it on a Thursday, and let's say it's like, you know, Bengals 17, Ravens 6 at halftime, that Cincinnati team, no matter who's quarterbacking them, no matter who's playing off the line, because that certainly matters, but that is the team that at least theoretically would be well prepared to kind of salt that game away if their defense, you know, gets the kind of mid-season Ravens offense bump that a lot of other defenses seem to be getting. So obviously the Ravens are deserved favorites coming against this Bengals team, but like they're in near and present danger.
Jonas, this was a supposed to be a big year for Isaiah Likely, and he unfortunately suffered that foot injury, had to undergo surgery, missed some games, and he just hasn't looked right in a contract year, and you keep waiting for him to show up, but could this just end up being a lost year for Isaiah Likely?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely looking that way. I think, not to make too much of people's social media activity, but I think he caught some feelings with, you know, a Ravens fan on Twitter saying that he wouldn't want to re-sign Isaiah Likely, and Isaiah Likely was directed toward it or saw it on his own and responded, and, you know, that's not the kind of stuff that you want to see from a guy whose production has clearly fallen off. And, you know, I think in general you can draw a pretty straight line between just the decrease in this run game productivity and the decrease in the tight end productivity. Like, I think some of the Ravens' best plays yesterday were off play action. And if you are getting first, 1 yard every first down and 2 yards every second down, then there's not going to be a lot of opportunities for you to draw the eyes of those linebackers, those safeties, and hit guys up the seam or in those soft spots of the defense. And, you know, that's really come at the expense of Isaiah Likely's productivity, Mark Andrews' productivity, Charlie Kohler's productivity. And, you know, obviously, we're just kind of waiting to see the exceptional after the catch skills that Isaiah Likely has shown throughout his career. And because he hasn't really been getting the ball that often, and Lamar's been inaccurate when targeting him, it does just feel like he has become, he's pretty quickly regressed to just an average tight end.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, Inside Access here on The Fan. Let's get to the defense, Jonas. And again, once again, they held a team under 20 points. The Jets only got 10. But in your mind, and this, they haven't, a team hasn't scored more than 20 since Houston put 40 plus on them October the 5th. But in your mind, just how good is this defense?
I think they're pretty good. I think they could get better when you have, you know, just the trickle down effect of getting more depth whenever our Darius Washington and Tavius Robinson come in. It can be a little bit more selective with how you use these edge rushers. I just think that, you know, they definitely have benefited from going up against a line of cupcakes offensive line wise. Like, I know the Jets have invested a lot of draft capital in that group, but it really hasn't been anything to write home about. Obviously, Cleveland is one of the worst offensive lines in the entire NFL. The Vikings have been a mess this entire season with injuries and everything like that. And so, you know, you get stretches from the Ravens like that second half where it does look like they can get home on every single third and medium, third and long, and that's just not a feeling that I think we have been accustomed to this season after just how dreadfully slow they started this year. So I still have my concerns about just what this team could do with a, you know, all-around, strong offensive line, strong play caller, strong quarterback. I just don't know how many of those teams are kind of left on the Ravens schedule. I mean, like, you look at New England and just how well they have been cooking, and now they could be without Will Campbell, they could be without their other linemen. I think Morgan Moses got banged up. So you're kind of left wondering if and when the Ravens make the playoffs, how long will it have been since they, you know, went up against a truly elite offense?
I'll take your temperature on sort of my motif of the day is, even beyond all the numbers, just they don't look like a group that has fun playing together. They don't look like a group that's out there. Like, you only get to do this once a week, and I'm watching the huddle before the first series of the game, and I'm like, there's no there's no energy. Like, nobody's amping anybody up. I'm watching them come in and out of breaks. Like, I'm waiting for more cadence, I'm waiting for more tempo. Like, I don't know, man. It just looks like a lethargic group to me.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a little reluctant to do the body language doctor, because I think a lot of Ravens fans were saying that, like, the defense had quit on this team, and then they bring in Loie Gilman and they go against a soft slate of teams, and suddenly they look like a top five defense all over again. I guess this stuff does tend to snowball. I think there's enough professionals on this group and enough guys, like, fighting for new contracts, that motivation should never be an issue. But, you know, I don't know. Like, the one kind of, Ken maybe already talked about this, but, like, the one image from post-game last night yesterday afternoon that was interesting was, you know, this hasn't been the kind of season that you write big features about when it comes to the Lamar DeAndre Hopkins connection. And you know, Lamar was one of the last to leave the locker room yesterday, and he's kind of hanging out in the corner of the locker room near his stall. And D-Op, who, you know, is close to 1,000 receptions but hasn't gotten there and has just generally had a kind of quiet season for whatever reasons you want to attribute to that, you know, kind of comes over to Lamar and starts talking, and it looks like they have a good rapport. And I just never get the sense that if there is something rotten in the state of Denmark, it's never with just people's dissatisfaction with Lamar. Like, that is one of his super powers. Just, you know, he could be banged up, he could be inaccurate, and yet people will defend him to their death for the most part. So I just think they need to find a way to find a spark. And with everything being what it is, it's really tough to, you know, pinpoint an obvious solution for what could get this offense looking more like it did in 2024.
Hey, Jones, before we let you go, no rest for the weary. They play Thursday night. What do you think this looks like Thursday? And do you think Kyle Hamilton plays in this game?
It's tough because I think, you know, he's kind of bounced back from these shoulder injuries pretty quickly. And I didn't really get a good look at what exactly happened on the replay for the foot injury. So I would be inclined to say that, like, it's, you know, 51-49, he doesn't play in this game just because of how quick a timeline this is and just how much they need him for the rest of this year. So I'm a little bit dubious, and obviously we won't know a whole lot today with today just being a walkthrough. So we'll see on that. And you know, as for Thursday, man, it's tough to tell. Like, you think back to last year, that Thursday game, Bengals were coming into that game with a historically bad run defense, like one of the worst success rates of all time. The Ravens were coming in, you know, hot as a pistol, and the Ravens could not run the ball in that game, and it didn't matter because they had Lamar diming the Bengals up for, you know, 350 yards, whatever it was, and a couple touchdowns. So this is just kind of a throw out the record books type of game. It wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens lose this by 10 because the Bengals have the best unit on the field. It also wouldn't surprise me if the Ravens find their level offensively and, you know, make this historically awful Bengals defense look like the historically awful Bengals defense that it has been for most of the year.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You too.
He'll be watching some basketball tonight. Yeah, Maryland plays at midnight. I know we talked to Popo in the press box. He's all fired up for. He said he wanted to do post game.
They're not doing it, are they?
Well, because he wakes up, he does a show down at the ocean, yeah. And like he does morning show. Yeah,
no,
so he's
saying,
up.
So they're not there. Is there a post game?
I don't know.
2:30 in the morning.
Will definitely be a network.
They have to do network. Yeah, I mean,
you have to.
Coming up next, wild weekend in the National Football League. We recap league at large next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm a fan. Audio courtesy of Fox, and it was human nature to think that the Eagles were going to run away with that football game when they were up 21-0, but the Cowboys come all the way back and win 24-21 in overtime. And Dak Prescott now 22-2 against the NFC East at home.
Yeah. I thought that streak was ending before that game was played, and certainly right by halftime. Maybe I'm too nonchalant about whatever's going on in the Eagles locker room. I feel like it's part of their brand and part of who they are. I'll give you a stat, though.
Please.
You want a stat?
Yeah. I love stats.
Stats on Fire.
Stats on Fire is my favorite.
Yeah, it's a big day for Stats on Fire, the one day a week the Niners play.
Ben left.
Yeah, he missed it. So Kansas City plays at Dallas on Thursday?
Yes.
Patrick Mahomes' last 15 games on the road against the NFC. Guess how many he's won?
All of them.
14.
Oh.
Pretty good. What about pretty against good. The spread?
It was like 8-7 or 8-6 and 1. It was but I'm on Chiefs money line.
Money line.
I just need him to win the game.
Yeah. Can I give you a little pause?
Please.
How many of those games did he come in 6-5?
Oh, good question.
That would be zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a weird team.
How many of those games?
And it's a perfect segue.
So are the Cowboys, though.
Yes, they are. But
so is most of the league.
The league is bonkers this year, and it's a perfect segue to the Chiefs-Colts game, Jason, in that the Colts were up 29 in the fourth quarter, and you thought they had the Chiefs right where they wanted.
22-9.
22-9, yes. Yes. And they allowed the Chiefs to get a touchdown, two-point conversion.
They stopped scoring.
Yeah.
28 enough.
And they lost in overtime.
They're not dead till they're dead.
Yep. Cockroaches.
They couldn't score in the red zone to save their life again. Mahomes throws for 360 yards, but no touchdowns. Daniel Jones, I thought if you'd have told me the game went that way, I'd have said, well, Jones was a double agent. No, Mahomes threw the pick.
Yeah.
Jones didn't throw any.
Early pick in the red zone.
Did you feel like they got conservative late, though?
Yeah, they took, and Spags was not going to let them run on him, and they couldn't. And they didn't really trust Daniel Jones. And I mean, we've seen this script so many times with the Chiefs where they just hang around. And look, there were several times where I'm like, okay, this is the time Andy Reid goes for it. Like, he's not going to kick the field. Nope, he's going to kick the field goal again from the 2-yard line, from the 3-yard line, from wherever.
I also found it interesting after Andy Reid took that veiled shot at Patrick Mahomes for checking out of those run plays that Kareem Hunt gets 30 carries in this football game.
Yeah, and a lot of them were in the second half when they were down 2 scores.
Yeah, they also reactivated Rashee Rice, who had been kind of invisible the last few weeks.
Well, he's catching a lot of balls. They're just not going very far. But he's since he's come back, he's got 12 more targets than anybody else on the team. He's got 8 more catches than anybody else on the team. His average yards per target is way down. They don't have the deep ball. It's not really there. Although he did uncork a few crazy throws to him in the second half when they were in full-blown desperation mode.
Full-blown. Yeah. Shout out Aloysius.
Hey, we've been saying forever the Chiefs can't win close games anymore. This was a pretty close game.
Yep. Now 1-5.
OT.
Now, the road has been tough for them.
Yeah.
But I think this Dallas defense has improved, but I still don't think it's a great secondary. Mahomes is going to throw it 45 times if he has to, and I think they find a way to be a couple points better than Dallas. I don't know if they cover.
The Rams game against the Bucs was not close. Matthew Stafford has got to be a runaway MVP at this point.
Yep.
He's 30 touchdown passes, threw 3 more last night, no picks. And Baker Mayfield got hurt.
Like everybody else with Tampa.
Yeah.
Don't look now, but Carolina and Tampa are pretty much neck and neck.
Yeah.
Like if Carolina wins tonight, look out.
Yeah. They're in San Francisco Monday Night Football?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What the Rams' best team in football,
at least
right now.
I mean, they get after the quarterback, and they don't need to bring numbers to do it. They keep you off of their quarterback. They can run the ball efficiently, and they throw the ball like few teams on the planet can. Last year, the secondary was a little janky. It's a pretty damn good secondary this year. I don't love special teams. I don't love the kicker. But they're as close to me as you come to a complete team.
They throttled the Bucs from jump. Yes. They scored 31 points in the first half. Yeah. Like, it was 34-7. It wasn't even
second
that
half
close.
You get a running clock.
It wasn't even that close.
Well, and you look at some of these games, like, they clearly took the pedal off the metal against the Ravens, knowing we're about to fly to London and play that game. They got it. Now, this is to their detriment sometimes because it's burned them in the past. Mm. But, like, even last week, Darnold's throwing all the picks. They weren't. Like, they kind of took the foot off the gas in the second half last week. Like, they've done it three. They did it against the Eagles. Bit them in the ass that time. But they haven't even. You look at the offensive numbers and what Puka's done and what Adams has 11 touchdowns already. And they're not even really throwing the ball in the second half of a lot of these games.
Well, it's crazy. You look at their last five games. 35 points, 34, 42, 21, 34 last night. It's crazy.
Let's touch on one more game, and that's the Packers manhandling the Vikings 23-6. And the Vikings have themselves a major nine problem. He's terrible. He's now in the concussion protocol, so he may not even play this next week.
He threw those two picks, though. He got those two picks in.
He did, and he's really bad. And I don't know that they can sell him to that skill position group. They can't just say we're coming back as is. Like, I think Justin Jefferson, I'm exaggerating, but I'm only half kidding. I think he might choke J.J. McCarthy at some point.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
he's not happy.
I know that they don't have a Josh Dobbs around there to win games like they have in the past, or even a Mullins, right? They're going to this kid I never heard of, Max something. Apparently, the kid they were afraid of while Wentz was getting his head chopped off.
Yeah.
So, like, they're probably going to be picking pretty high. Because I don't know that they're winning many more games.
They're moving off of J.J. McCarthy.
I don't know if they're moving off him, but there's going to be some competition.
Yeah.
Serious competition, not a fake thing. Like this is ugly. Like, this is abject failure for a former first-round pick. And anytime you're using former first-round pick, you know they stink.
I've seen that. Hey, coming up next, Ravens, they win, but the offense stinks. How worried are we about this offense moving forward? We'll tell you next here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm a fan.
Sometimes, you know, weaknesses in the defense, I feel like we should take advantage of that. We just did.
Lamar Jackson talks about missed opportunities, and we talked about that during our six-pack. They did have some opportunities early. Lamar missed Andrews. Zay Flowers had a drop. Andrews dropped a touchdown. Lamar missed D-Hop on a TD. The Devontae Walker catch could have been an even bigger play if he gets to him earlier and a better throw. So how much of that is missed opportunities? How much of that back-to-back games where Lamar doesn't account for a touchdown? How concerned are you about this offense?
They're not a good offense. This is, we can't sit there and be like, oh, well, it was against Cleveland, and Cleveland's a great defense, and it was in the, you know, the muck. Like, eh, no, man. They're coming out lethargic. They don't seem to have a lot of belief in each other and in themselves. Like, there's nothing to hang their hat on outside of the occasional lob pass to Zay Flowers in the middle of the field. Like, I there's not go-to sequences. We went from anybody could be the star at any given moment to nobody's the star ever except for Zay in second and long and third and long on some sort of a pass to the middle of the field on a crosser or a busted play. And he reads Lamar's eyes and he runs into a ball and then he tries to run 3 yards after. Like that's their entire passing offense. Yesterday they were able to finish some drives with Derrick Henry after getting some assist from the defense and multiple opportunities, and that's great. But they also had difficulty getting tough yards yet again in the game. Mm-hmm. And early in the game, right? The timeout and do we go for it with the tush push and all that. It's just not a smooth operation all the way around. It's a bad offensive line. No receiver has done anything all year except for Zay Flowers. And we've been saying for a month that the tight ends need to carry the offense, and they can't do it. And it's hit or miss, and there's drop balls, and there's Lamar missing them when they're open, and it's them not helping him out when he needs it. The run game is fits and starts. The early down runs suck. And it's one of the worst first half offenses in football, and not just in this game, but going back over seven games. Like it's pretty staggering. Like, I mean, 7 passing yards per attempt in the first half of games over their last 7 games. That's bottom 10 in the league. 84.0 passer rating in the first half the last 7 weeks. That's 21st in the league. 4.7 yards per play in the first half the last 7 games. That's 27th in football. 7.4 offensive points per half over the last 7 games. That's 29th in the league. 27% red zone efficiency. That's 31st in the league. They're bottom 8 in goal to go in the first half last 7 weeks. They're getting blitzed 4th most in the NFL in the first half because they want to find out about Lamar's legs, and they're liking what they're finding. And then obviously this was abject failure in the first half yesterday. I mean, 72 yards. No third down conversions. And again, they've got 4 offensive touchdowns in the first half over their last 7 games. And now the defense is going to start being tested by some other offenses. So I just don't know that this script is going to be good enough.
It just has looked so clunky. And the red zone, they dropped another couple spots after yesterday where, yeah, those 2 drives they did finish. It was Henry on 3rd down, Henry on 4th down. They were critical points in that football game because coming out of the half and then you get the 4th down stop. But they're 30th in red zone. The Raiders have a better red zone offense.
They just fired their offensive coordinator. Yes.
Than the Ravens. It's shocking. And on 3rd down, ever since Lamar has been back in these 4 games, they're converting 3rd down just 32.7% of the time. They're just not able to establish a rhythm. And 1 touchdown in the first quarter in those 4 games since Lamar has been back. It's rough. And to make matters worse, the defense is giving you short fields. Yes. They are getting turnovers. Yes. They are getting stops. And this Ravens offense just isn't able to capitalize on it. And you brought it up in the open, Jason. It's been such a wild ride this season for the Ravens, where the first 2-3 games where Lamar was healthy, they're putting up 35 points, 40 points, and losing, and the defense just can't stop a nosebleed. And now it's the opposite, where the defense is winning these football games and kind of carrying this offense.
The sad part of the game yesterday is the star of the game was Jordan Stout.
Oh yeah,
like it's just that
Say had a nice game.
Stout was posing on the field after his 67 yard.
Talking about punters and kickers. Talking about the Wolfpack.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like that. They won field position. They won like that. That's. The games they're winning.
It doesn't matter if they have third and short, third and long. Their first good drive was bailed out by a pass interference call. They can't convert.
Oh, they got a couple of pass interference. The Mark Andrews, yeah. Zay Flowers, those were both big plays.
There's no explosion. Like every once in a while, when a defense is totally worn out, Henry might break one off late. But there's no scripted explosion. I mean, like the scripted explosion is like. The gimmicky bootleg for Andrews. I'm taking nothing away from it, but your tight end running a ball in from 34 yards out where you're hoping you can get a yard or two to seal the game. Like, that's scripted explosion. That's as dynamic as it gets for them these days. It's just such a far cry from where they were in September. But that's like Mark Andrews at this stage of his career is a good football player.
Yeah.
He's not a great football player.
And Isaiah Likely is probably
Isaiah
not
100%. Likely's never been. He's been hurt all year.
Yeah.
He's not giving. Now we'll see about Bateman really coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
he was working out pregame on the field.
Yeah, we'll see. But even we know, given the offensive line, given Lamar's issues, that was just a glorified decoy. Even when he was in perfect health, let alone coming back from an injury, so it's tough when you can't run the ball on early downs. And you can't get on script explosives, and you don't run well in goal to go, and you get blitzed like crazy and get negative plays in the red zone. That's tough sledding. I mean, that's hard to figure out in late November.
By the way, the other thing I mentioned in my six pack, there were multiple times in that football game where I look up on a play and nobody's open. Like I don't know
Say Flowers, there's nobody dynamic in this offense. Who shows up with any regularity. Yeah. It's literally him.
Yeah. Coming up next, what do the people think? 410-583-1057. The good news, they've won five in a row. They're 6-5 after digging themselves a 1-5 hole. They currently have the edge, is the tie-breaking edge. They're in first place in the AFC North. But how good are you feeling about these Ravens as they play the Bengals on Thanksgiving night? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Ravens win. But it wasn't pretty. They beat the Jets 23-10. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Ravens are back on the practice field today. We'll hear from John Harbaugh around 5:30, so we'll play that for you tomorrow. But let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Shiloh, you're on West Baltimore. You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. Hey, look. Hey, I'm going to try to get a lot out in a little bit of time, right? But I'm going to say this. Let me start off like this, right? I think, and I'm not saying you guys, I think the city, I think the fans, I think even a lot of people have got so spoiled what Lamar have done since he's been in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say this, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's 7 or 8 years in. If don't nobody think that defense is going to figure him out, I don't know who we think we kidding, right? But here's the thing. If he is nicked up or banged up, my whole thing is this, right? It's football, man. The guy probably be wearing 215, 20 pounds soaking wet. At the end of the day, I hold this organization, management, whoever you want to say it, the Costa, they didn't do too much of anything for helping this horrendous offensive line. And I say this over and over and over. Because at the end of the day, if the guys figure your quarterback out, right, we're short and that's counterpunch. You got four running backs on this team, right? Why is we dependent on Lamar Jackson to do this, that, and the third? Now, he might have his bad days. Yes, he have. But at the end of the day, you got four running backs, right? You're inside the five. Right, but you wait to the almost the last play to score to pick McCarthy. I'm telling you, it's a lot I gotta say, right? But I'll say this, right? They are not using the tools that we have. If you ain't throwing
Shiloh, appreciate the call. We got to get to more callers, but they should have upgraded the offensive line.
I don't think this is a situation.
No, I don't think Lamar's been figured out.
No, I don't think
that's
he's
what
been
I was gonna
out.
Say.
I mean, he's playing without his legs, and he's playing not fundamentally sound because of the various injuries that I believe he's compensating for. And he doesn't trust the guys in front of him. And other than Zay, nobody's been a consistent playmaker in the passing game. Part of it is he hasn't been as accurate. Yeah. And he's not able to make the off-script stuff as special because he's not as physically able. But he needs them to lift him up a little bit, and I don't think he's getting any of that.
Chris is in Parkville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence once again. the optics, you know, but and they seem to be kicking the proverbial can down the road. I think they need to use those two scat backs because they can create.
That's what Jason's been saying, yeah.
Derrick Henry, amen. I mean, they can create. I've seen Mitchell before beat the defense to the corner and just sweep around and run 50 yards down the field.
He did it yesterday, but there was a penalty.
You could see in week three they're not out-physicaling people at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And if you want to tell me, it's no Ricard. Okay, well, Ricard's been here a month now.
Yeah.
It's the same. They stink running the ball in the red zone. They stink in goal to go. They're relying on the tight end to run gadget plays for him. I've been saying forever, you got to go with a little more cadence. You got to go the ball coming out quick. Put Mitchell and Justice Hill on the field at the same time to time and see where that gets you.
It's also more important to lean more into Keaton Mitchell, and they have in recent weeks while Lamar's not 100% because he gives you speed. He's a home run hitter and can give you those chunk plays.
Let's go to Rashawn. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Big night for you last Friday night, Ken.
Yeah, Rashawn. Oh, yeah. We ran into Rashawn Friday. Yeah.
Oh, I was just talking about the Cowboys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that?
Oh, how about that, man? You know, I wish I could talk about them, but, you know, it's about the Ravens right now.
Yeah.
So far as the Ravens, right, in this offensive line, the Ravens never – I know they like to hoard these draft picks. They never want to move up in the draft, like, to get that, you know, that offensive lineman that's a stud, you know. Yeah. That's two things. Two positions you should move up in the draft for is the elite pass rusher,
agreed,
you know, an offensive lineman.
Yes.
You know, but Ben.
Oh, we lost Rashawn. I agree with the point, though. You sometimes you got to make that move for that elite player.
They will not break tendencies on certain things. And seemingly ever. Now, you guys are telling me you think Elias is going to do it. Now, I keep saying I believe it when I see it. Like, signing Michael King, whatever. And that's the kind of crap they'll do. But, like, they just went and got Taylor Ward. It's more of the same. Yeah. Like, these guys, I don't think they're going to build it any differently. I don't think he's trading up. Oh, we can't mortgage next year's freebies for this year's sure thing.
I want to find the quote. I'm sure we have the cut in the system somewhere. But after the first round, Eric was asked about it, and you could tell he was kind of tired of the question.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys, we don't see the value in trading.
Like, we don't believe he came out and said it. Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said.
No, it's absolutely what he said. Let's grab Mark in Randallstown. Mark, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, they're not going to change much. Let me tell you why they're not going to change. Or an example, by keeping the coach that we have. Because we're winning, nobody's talking about this bad leadership we have. I'm gonna give you guys some breaking news.
Okay.
So goes Lamar, so goes the Ravens.
Oh, that's yes.
Lamar being on two legs or half a leg or one hamstring, the Ravens don't have the other talent to compensate for not having him. And when we don't have leadership, and I'm scared we're going to trickle into the playoffs because we're in a bad division, and guess what everybody's going to say? Well, if Harbaugh would have had the full confidence of all his players and nobody was injured, then he should get another opportunity. And we're going to be in the same boat, the same bag next year, talking about, man, what are we going to do? Leadership has got to change. As you said, the scat backs. Why? You don't think – I can't believe nobody else in one winning way is thinking of that.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Jason's been saying that. I didn't buy it at first, Jason, but you've been saying that for weeks.
Well, I think you have to try something different because last year's way is not going to work. He's not the same back. It's not the same offensive line. They don't have the same identity. And the quarterback hasn't, I don't know when he'll be himself again, but he hasn't been himself since like week three.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I meant to bring this up earlier, but look at running backs who rush for 2,000 yards and what they do the following year. And he rushed for 1,900, plus you add the years. Look at what Saquon Barkley.
Now, I know that offensive line's beat up too, but look at that.
He don't look like the same guy. The next year after a guy rushed for 2,000 yards.
This guy did it at age 31.
Yes. Yeah. Let's grab Warren and Owings Mills. Warren, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, guys, thanks. Real quick, I think Jason and Tim hit on the two important points early in the show. Tim pointed out Lamar had his legs in the first game because he had 75 yards on 5 carries against Buffalo. Something happened in that game because he started looking slow in week 2 against Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been compounded since then. And then Jason brought up the point that I think is important. If you look carefully at Lamar's footwork, his passing is no longer accurate. In the last couple of years, while he could still run, he had his legs, he also had the top QBR in football. He was deadly accurate. He's missing throws. He missed a lot of throws last year. You all brought him up. I mean, Tez Walker bailed him out, making a spectacular catch on a play that was wide open down the field, and he had to dive for it. So, I mean, that's the problem. I think it's clearly there's something wrong with him. I don't think you guys are old enough to remember, but my favorite Baltimore Colt from the mid-60s was Lenny Moore, who always wore spats. He taped over his cleats.
Yeah.
Did you notice yesterday? I don't think Lamar has ever done that before in his career, but we noticed that. We got there early for pregame warm-up.
Somebody else texted me about that. Yeah.
He had both ankles taped over his shoes. So I think what they were trying to do is so he didn't just have one ankle, so the others wouldn't know which ankle to go after. But I've never seen Lamar with spats on before. He was clearly compromised, and I agree with you, Jason. He's not going to be right the rest of the year.
To me, his ankles are not synced to his shoulders, and I saw it repeatedly in that game, and I'm like, his fundamentals are off, not because he's trying to do too much or he's forgotten. No, because physically he's overcompensating. And for how much, I don't think we'll truly know until sometime in January or February.
Coming up next, what did Cordell Woodland think of what he saw yesterday? And what's his thoughts on Kyle Hamilton, on Lamar Jackson, etc.? Cordell joins us next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.